Bipartisan support for tax cuts as bill moves to Senate. The Alabama House of Representatives has passed a series of tax cut bills, including reducing bipartisan-backed legislation aimed at providing financial relief for residents while maintaining funding for public education. Grocery tax cut gains momentum. State Representative Danny Garrett, R. Trussville, emphasized that the tax reduction would not jeopardize education funding, which is supported by grocery tax revenue. "We're trying to do what we can while being responsible in our budgeting," Garrett said. "Revenue has stabilized, but we've accounted for that." He noted that most states do not tax groceries and called the bill a step in the right direction. Democrats and Republicans find common ground. State Representative Mary Moore, D. Birmingham, supported the tax cut, citing concerns over rising food costs due to global trade issues. "This will be some relief for families dealing with higher prices on imported foods," Moore said. Another bill in the tax package would increase the tax-exempt portion of retirement income from $6,000 to $12,000, benefiting seniors. However, State Representative Curtis Travis, D. Tuscaloosa, argued that these measures don't go far enough. "Let's keep giving relief to the working people in Alabama," Travis said. "The grocery tax cut and income tax adjustments are good, but we should continue finding ways to help." Next steps. Senate consideration. The bill now heads to the Alabama Senate for a committee vote. If approved, Alabama residents could see lower grocery bills and increased retirement tax exemptions in the near future. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.